Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
I'm Nicole.
Happy belated Easter.
And hello, April. When this comes out, it will be April.
The first week of April. It will be April 3rd? The 3rd.
Mm-hmm. April 3rd.
April 3rd.
We are so close. You made it, Ruth.
We
you
have
made
finally
it.
Reached April. I mean, come on. It's I'm on spring break right now. It's amazing. The kids were getting, oh my God, I could not deal with the kids the last week of March. It was like, just like overstimulated for sure.
See, just think about it. That means you get a week of vacation. And then when you go back to work, it's only going to be like, what? Just 2 weeks of work?
A couple more weeks. And then I'm going to come and see you and Hudson, and you'll get to see Ryan and I. We were so excited because it's Bleeders Tour is going to start here soon for the North America Tour, and Denver, Colorado, I believe, is the fourth stop.
Yes. Yay. I'm so excited.
There's so much things going on. Holy cow. I just can't believe it. Like, I don't even know what things are going to show up before this video is uploaded. So
it's just going to be a good month. That's all we know.
All right, BBB Army. We have a very short episode with you because we all know in the BBB Army, there was a mini documentary that premiered on Black Love Riot's YouTube channel.
Okay, so I gotta ask. I mean, obviously, I'm sure we all dinged for the notification. Were you able to, by chance, catch it when it premiered?
Or I did not even able to catch it when it premiered. I was, unfortunately, teaching kids. But I did watch it during my lunch break, though, so I was very happy about that.
That's fair. But I'm sure you dinged for the notification.
Oh, I didn't even. Okay, so I know Andy, during the Andy show and everything, it was mentioned like there was a mini documentary coming up. And here I am thinking like, okay, cool. So it'll probably come out in April near the Bleeders Tour and stuff. And they're like, oh no, here it is. I'm like, what?
It came out quicker than I thought it was going to.
I was like so thinking like it's going to come out before the EP of the new single Bleeders song come out and stuff. That we were pumped on it. No, here you go. I'm like, oh, okay, I see you. I put the notification on my, I will be at work and teaching little kindergartens or first graders, but I will watch you during my lunch break.
And when we say mini documentary series, you guys, we mean mini. It's only about 10 minutes long.
So mini documentary, Attend the Tale, I believe it was called.
Attend the Tale, which we are attending. I hope everyone was able to attend that tale.
Everyone, I was just so happy to watch it. I had to close my classroom door to watch in peace and not hear the back. I'm right next to the cafeteria, so.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I definitely needed to watch that in quietness.
Yeah, but I really, really enjoyed watching this mini tale, especially of Andy talking, and then we got a little bit of Jake talking a little bit about it too. And I'm just super excited, although I got a lot of emotions when I was first watching this. To be honest,
I did too. I think while I can't speak for most fans, I feel like I can definitely say for you and for myself and possibly for you too that we can relate to Andy so much.
I know. I got a lot of emotions watching it. It almost, I'm trying to find the words because there was a lot of emotion. It was just like excitement, happiness, driven, just like proudness. Is that a word? I don't know.
Proudness. I, you know what, we'll just say it's a word.
So there's a lot of feelings that I got, and I was just like at the end when they just wrapped it up and everything and gave us a little sneak peek of the hearing of Bleeders, I was just like happy for in general and for it. So I got a lot of emotions because just how Andy, okay, I swear to God, Andy, when he speaks like this, it's just like you just stay focused and just listen to his words.
Yeah, I completely agree. Do you want to go ahead and we can start breaking it down? I mean, sure. 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you guys, there was a lot that Andy spoke about.
There was a lot that Andy, like, threw at us, and I'm just like...
Yeah, I mean, okay, can't lie. I think just started off with Andy talking about, like, starting this band, and he wasn't able to handle, like, all the hate that was getting thrown at him and his band, and how he was looking for any kind of fight when he got on stage. And to be honest, it kind of, like, watching that made sense, because when you go back and you watch all of, like, a lot of old Black Veil Bride videos, a lot of it involves Andy always arguing with a fan.
See, that's the funny thing, because I know we've all seen the clips on YouTube where he's point out a hater or someone flipping him off, or I think it was the Resurrection part. I can't remember what tour was it. It was a very iconic moment though that Andy literally called out a person and like come up here on the stage and stuff, come and sing and stuff and like everything. Like I remember that very clearly because you can find the clip on YouTube. For my very first Black Velvet Bride concert, a Pins and Needles tour, when Reese and She Spoons came out, very small venue, not a huge crowd like it is now, but everything went fine. Like at least in El Paso, Texas, all the BBB fans were there, genuinely there for Andy and supporting the band and stuff. And Andy did not like throw a fit or anything. He wasn't looking for a problem. I think he just saw like the fans there were literally genuinely there and to support him and like love the band and stuff. So like, I never experienced any type of those moments with BBB and Andy calling out a fan or anything else or trying to look for a problem, like he said in the video. So it is interesting to see that. Like, I never experienced that my early years of BBB, but I know it does happen. It did happen.
Yeah, I never experienced anything like that at Black Veil Bride shows myself. It was always other people's videos I was finding online. But I mean, I guess, you know, being a rebellious teenager that I was, I'm sitting here, I'm like, yes, Andy, you tell that motherfucker. Like, to me, I was like, oh my God, it was such a proud moment as a fan, because I'm like, he was standing up for himself, you know. I guess when you look back at it now, I mean, I still don't see anything necessarily negative about it, but I can understand just in the moment how he must have been feeling too at such a young age.
The anxiety and just people telling him this band is never going to be anything big, you're just full of yourself. And in the mini documentary, like in the beginning, he said the first UK headlining show they had, this is where he said like Andy was trying to look for a problem and stuff in their first headlining show in UK, that his tour manager Jonathan, which is still with him today and stuff, was laughing at Andy because he said, because like we're past that, like they came for you guys, like there's no problem, like they generally support you and love you guys, like there is no problem, Andy, so stop it. So
you know, and that's the thing, that's what I love about all these other countries, like the UK, South America, Mexico, they love and adore Black Veil Bride.
Have you seen the photos from Brazil and stuff, the venue there?
I know, but it makes me so proud.
I swear. Like, I'm very grateful they were able to go to those countries and stuff and just play, and the fans' support around the world is there for sure. I mean, am I a little jealous that sometimes the North America venues are not as packed? A little.
I know. That's one thing that bothers me, too. I wish America loved Black Veil Brides just as much as all these other countries. And that's the thing, too. I feel like Black Veil Brides got way more hate than any other band has, and I'm so sick of this trend of it's trendy to hate on Black Veil Brides when half those people haven't even sat down to listen to a single song.
It's the same thing over again. Oh, they're so emo, you're joining a cult, oh they wear makeup and stuff. I was like, shut the f- up. Have you even listened to a song? Like, seriously, you may have heard of their first album. Have you heard any of their recent songs? So, I don't know. It's just one of those
exactly things. That's the thing. People need to, like, educate themselves. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I understand maybe you didn't like their first album, their first aesthetic, but listen to them now.
Honestly. So
things could change.
Mini documentary, Andy kind of goes over the beginning of Black Veil Brides, his social anxiety and everything else. And then I love when he says this, because I felt like the past two episodes we've been over this already, but he quoted, "When I think of something I want to do, I deliver in any possible way I can." We noticed that with American Satan, memorizing the whole script. We noticed that with AP Awards, with the whole hosting it and everything else. And here he is stating himself, like, when he wants to do something that he's passionate and that he has the abilities to do it, he will do anything in his power to deliver as much 100% or over 100% that he can.
Yes, he becomes so fixated and obsessed, but he has to give it 100%. But that's why we all adore Andy, because it never fails.
Facts.
I think that's kind of where... That's one of the things, though, that he was talking about, like, with social anxiety, that I think a lot of us fans can relate to, when he kind of started to talk about himself and, like, having that fear of, like, death and darkness and everything. Because me personally, you know, I want to make sure I'm not skipping ahead to myself.
Okay.
It's not really skipping ahead, but I mean, like, I, for that personally, like, where he said he, has like little rituals where he's in the hotels, he checks
under
under
the
beds
beds and
and
stuff.
like does all these little like what I mean, what most people would probably refer to as like OCD little things. But I feel like we all have like some quirkiness to ourselves, and I feel like it's something that we could definitely relate to.
I did like the part when he was talking about the anxiety that he himself deals with, and then like how he's mentioned this, I don't know, a thousand millions of times by now. You know, he has fans that come up during meet and greet and tell him like, "Thank you so much for saving me," and like he's like sharing that moment with someone is special. Like, and even says it through the documentary as like he enjoys giving the BBB armies a time and a space to just escape reality, escape the hardship of life or any issues of anxiety or just whatever's dealing with life or what life is throwing at us. And which I will admit that got to me when he was talking about that, because that is absolutely right. And we've stated over and over again, like going to a Black for Brides show or listening to songs or anything Black for Brides related, it helps us fans in our mindscape to escape reality. And that was huge for me growing up, especially not to get so deep in here, but all the trauma I went through as a child and through high school and in even college still, Black Veil Brides was there. And anytime the unfortunately the trauma got to be so intense for me, like I would cry and then I would put on the music of Black Veil Brides or watch their videos or watch Gretchen Devine, the Stories of the Wild Ones, or anything Black Veil Brides, read Black Veil Brides. And even though I knew I was going through the trauma at the time, I could escape for like 10, 15, 30 minutes. And those minutes meant the world to me.
And that's just the thing right there, is you don't have to necessarily be at home to be doing any of that. You know, putting in the headphones, you could be at work, you could be at school, you could just be out shopping or doing whatever you do in the world. It's as simple as putting in those headphones and listening to the music, or putting on a shirt or a hoodie that's one of their merch. Like, you just feel so comforted by them in any kind of way.
It does. And I don't know, I got a bit emotional when he was talking about that, about creating the safe haven for fans and stuff, for the misfits, the outcast and stuff. So it just really, it hit home, especially it just reminded me back like, oh, in high school years, here's my some bands. Oh my God, I relate to them.
Oh, and I think that's why Black Veil Brides just holds such a special place in all the fans' hearts, is because not to say that other bands don't create like that safe haven place, but I mean, I feel like, and I'm sure other fans will say differently about their favorite band too, but I don't know, it's just something about Black Veil Brides and what they've done for all of us, making us all feel completely special and not alone.
I'm gonna make a quick statement here, and I feel like I'm not the only one who's thinking about this, but obviously Black Veil Brides has been through a lot of eras and stuff, pushing themselves out the limits. Obviously Gretchen Devine spoke volumes of how much they're willing to push themselves and etc. with every other album and eras of music, any projects that they do. But personally, this EP, this whole new eras of the Bleeders, Sweeney Todd vibes, I swear to God, I think this is like their biggest, like, I don't know how to launch or something of relaunching of Black Veil Brides. Like, they're not forgotten. Black Veil Brides are still here. Like, they're still here. They haven't disappeared. And I feel like this, when this Bleeder EP comes out, a song and music video, and this tour starts in the North America, fans who are not fans of Black Veil Brides are going to notice Black Veil Brides, because I feel like they're all going out. Because not only have they given us these sneak peeks of the new song and stuff and music video coming out here, but then we're seeing them on tour right now on the South America, which it just wrapped up in the stuff and how intense they're going. And I'm sure God knows what's going to happen in the North America tour for us. But I truly think this is like a brand new, big relaunching of who the f is Black Veil Brides.
I 100% agree with you on that, because although I will say the Phantom Tomorrow was huge, but I
It was
don't
huge.
necessarily think it was as huge as Wretched and Divine. And I believe that this era could possibly be bigger than Wretched and Divine, or at least they're going to go just as
Yeah.
big as they did back then.
See, that's the thing. Like, we all, most fans like Wretched and Divine, because they went full out on this. Now with this, I mean, can we just talk about the shots that we just got released of Andy with the Bleeders and Sweeney Todd? Respectfully again, sir, sploosh, but
I was deceased. I died, y'all.
like, I got so many notifications. Like, did you see them? Did you see them? Like, guys, I'm in class right now. Give me a minute.
You're like, everyone needs to chill.
No, like I will see it when I'm on break, or give me a minute. I'm handling first graders right now.
Candy broke the internet with those Sweeney Todd
photos. But, like, not only does the documentary key touch base on the beginning of Black of Brides and everything that, but he also is going to understand about this new era of Sweeney Todd, the Bleeders era.
Yes, and so that was kind of the thing that I, when I was talking about, like, him, you know, being terrified of, like, death and darkness, that's one of the things that I didn't want to get ahead of myself, though. I was like, wait, okay, back it up. One of the things that I can relate to him on is that he was, oh, we all know that Andy loves dark, you know, dark things like Batman and all that. He yep. does he loves discuss dark. That he in likes the darkness. Documentary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he did mention that there was like a Sweeney Todd album, I think by Len. I wrote down the name, but my phone, I think, auto-corrected it.
Oh, no.
Len Caro. I think that's how you say it. He would sneak, like, listens to it, but the album cover, I remember him saying, you know, scared him a bit. Just, yeah. like, the
he
art
could only
terrifying.
Look at it for so long, and then he got scared of it that he had to put it away.
Exactly. But he kept going back and sneaking listens. And I personally can relate to that because going into my parents' room as a kid, you know, because we all get curious as kids, you know, I would take out their horror movies. You know, I'd be, for instance, I always remember looking at the cover of Scream and I thought, oh my God, that's spooky. And, but there's something that's so indulging about looking at something and being so terrified of it, but you purposely terrify yourself and traumatize yourself by, I'm going to watch it anyway. That's exactly what I did. All these horror movies my parents collected over the years, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so scary. I'm going to watch it. That's what I did. And for, it was just so, it was really just so interesting to hear Andy, you know, talk about doing similar things. And that's why I think this documentary was just really nice to have, because for any fans that have done similar quirky things, I mean, in ways it just helps us to relate to Andy and the band even more. And I feel like that's another thing that is so special about Black Veil Brides is when we discussed it before, when you can relate to the artist, there it's something that's just so much more special.
Nailed it. I mean, you took the words out of me. I mean, I definitely love what he said about this new song. And obviously, we got a little bit of time with Jake on how he started creating the sound of this new EP song, Bleeders.
The whole messing around with different riffs and breakdowns.
Bomb dropping, big breakdowns, and just heavy. Like, Jake even admitted during himself in the documentary that they had a bit of a downtime and stuff. So during that downtime, he was just experimenting, goofing off. And then one thing went to a letter, boom.
And I'm so excited. Like, I'm speechless. That's just how amazed I am, to be honest. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this new era of Black Veil Brides. And I think that's the kind of backtracking a bit. That's the other thing too. I think before it went into Jake, Andy did lastly say that, you know, being inspired by Sweeney Todd and everything, he was trying to figure out how can he incorporate, you know, Sweeney Todd into Black Veil Brides, but without making it like a parody type thing. You know, you want to
incorporate
the
song is
something
not about Sweeney Todd. Yeah. It's going to be about Andy, and Andy emphasizes revenge.
The monkey on his back.
The revenge, a part of it, because for anyone who has not seen Sweeney Todd or even learned a lot about Sweeney Todd, please, first of all, listen to the Broadway version, watch the movie with Johnny Depp and stuff, because it's an excellent movie. Yes, Tim Burton directed it, in case you forgot. But I haven't seen the movie for a while. I probably need to watch it. I have listened to the album so many times, though. My friend, that song. And I know Andy even said he has that tattooed on him, the friend, the blade and stuff from the song of Sweeney Todd. And, you know, real quick, long plot, shorten up. Sweeney Todd is a barber sharp, you know what it's, but I can't talk.
We get you, Ruth.
Anyway, and so the story goes is that he was falsely accused for something, etc. If you don't know, except, so he was left the town and then he came back for revenge because he's looking, because he believes his daughter's still alive, but his wife unfortunately did pass away. And so he's obviously revenge his friend the blade, and then he gets it. There is a plot twist at the end, though, which I did not see coming at the first when I heard the music and just watched the TV show, the movie. I do remember, though, I was in theater when that in high school when that movie came out with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter and Alan Rickman. Rest in peace, Alan Rickman. I remember after that movie premiered, the day I went back to school in theater class, everyone was talking about it. Even my theater teacher was talking to him. Like, he even stood in front of the class and even asked us, okay, I just need to know, who watched the new Sweeney Todd movie? And everyone raised their hands. And, like, he had his own thoughts because he's been in the Broadway production for a very long time. He's very talented. Rest in peace, though, because he did pass away a couple years ago. That he enjoyed how the movie, as he did, had some mixed feelings about Johnny Depp and the singing and stuff. But other than that, he really loved what how Tim Burton directed and how the movie came about. Because, obviously, it's in Hollywood. They can do other stuff than what they can do on a live show on Broadway.
Yeah. BVB Army, do us a favor. Before you attend the Bleeders tour, watch Sweeney Todd. Any streaming platform you have, just check and see if it's there. If it's not there, if you have money or beg your parents to buy the movie, I don't know.
It will definitely make sense. My favorite song is The Worst Pies in London. I just love that Mrs. Lovett song. I love that song so much. Like, dude, I was obsessed with Sweeney Todd when I first listened to the soundtrack. I was a theater freak, so I was in my headphones and stuff listening to, like, my friend Worst Pies in London and stuff and everything else, the transition of it and stuff, and, like, in my head, just playing the scene in my head. Like, that's how much I listened to it. Yes, sir.
It's how about shade? Got great songs.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And the fact that Andy is transitioning to this, like, Sweeney Todd era and stuff with the Bleeders, and, like, how we said, like, he is very inspired by Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd was, like, kind of the start of him liking all the dark stuff, which I freaking love and everything. And he and just, like, Bleeders, April 26th, Bleeders.
I am looking forward to it because it's not going to be anything that we expect. Everything that we're thinking about is just, we need to throw it out the window because Andy always goes above and beyond, as we all know. And this is not going to be like anything we've seen Blackfoot Brides do.
For them to throw this EP, we see the cover of the EP, looks amazing. I'm sure the music video, which I can't even imagine what that's going to look like with this song. And I know I've been asking them on day 30 or 20 something, Lisa, those jackets I know are in the Bleeders inspired. We have to see the music video. We have to. I mean, come on. If you don't see the music video, I don't know. But, like, I need to see those Bleeder jackets you made for Baby Bailey.
It's coming, Ruth. It's going to be here soon.
I'm impatient.
It's going to be here within a blink of an eye.
Not fast enough.
I know. I wish it was just going to be tomorrow already, but...
It's going to go crazy because, like, we have all of this month until the 26th, until Bleeders and stuff comes out. The tour starts...
I think it starts towards the end of April.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, here's the thing. Once this EP slash song music video comes out, I don't know, the music video is going to drop on the same day, but I know the song will they play it during tour?
I hope.
Because it literally comes out a couple of days before the Denver, Colorado show. I'm just saying.
So maybe we'll get lucky. That was going to be my thing, is I'm wondering, maybe they won't play it for every tour date. Maybe they're going to, like, trade off and on, those little rascals.
I just need to, please, because I've never been to a show where they released a new song or the album or anything else. Never. So, like... this is my chance. Please, Blackfield Brides, you come out with this new song on the 26th. I'm traveling the day after the 27th to Denver, Colorado, and then the concert's right there. So, like, please, please, please. It will cross out on my bucket list of Blackfield Brides concerts.
They would be amazing, Blackfield Brides, as much as I want to hear Bleeders, obviously. I'm still waiting to hear Shadows Rise live.
There's a lot of songs we want to hear live, let's be honest.
I know. They need to just do whatever her name is, Taylor Swift, the Eras tour.
Oh, gosh.
We need to hear every song live.
3-hour show, big arena. Let's do it.
A little bit of back and forth here, but going back on that revenge, I think, is another thing that fans can relate to. In the revenge thing, as he mentioned, he has a tattooed on him, but the revenge being the monkey on his back, because, you know, as he stated, he wasn't picked first. Blackfield Brides wasn't picked first. I think almost all of us outcasts can raise our hands that we were never the first option. Maybe some of us weren't even a second option in life. And I feel like that's once again, like another thing that we can relate with to Andy.
Revenge is a very strong word. I will admit that. I feel like if you haven't come across a person that you want revenge or hated, great. I think that's phenomenal. But I feel like most of us have come across people that at first we get along, but then after a while we're like, they're toxic and stuff. We were blind at first. I don't know. And then we're like, and cut ties and stuff, because even Andy said himself there's like quite a few people on his list that he hates still and stuff that he hates.
Oh, like the 10 to 15
the 10 to 15 people. And I will admit they're roughly around, typically for me, I like to get around with everyone. Yeah, there's people I don't like, but I feel like hate and revenge is so strong words that it's not mostly part in my vocabulary. But obviously, you know, but like, for example, my ex, he crossed a very, very big line with me that I was just, I never get angry, like angry to a point where I start shaking out of anger. Nicole can vouch, I was shaking out of anger. That is, yeah, my ex is probably the number one person that I absolutely hate, and I had to cut ties with, unfortunately. Revenge on him, I would say it was just like, I'm living my life as I want to now, and you missed out.
See, and that right there, because I was going to say, I'm sure when people hear the word revenge, they think, whoa, like, you know, what is he planning?
Yeah.
But all Andy, exactly what Ruth said, you guys, that is exactly what Andy's doing. He's getting revenge on all these people by just being him and going in life, completing all of his goals and being the best person that he can be. That is his revenge. And that is the best kind of revenge that you can give.
Yep. You don't want to give fuel to your haters. I know it's hard. Trust me. I know. You want the reaction. You want, but you're playing their game. You have to be the bigger person, cut ties, and just show, live your life like Andy's doing right now with Black Who Brides, hating on all haters and stuff. Same with us. We all have those people who are like, you and stuff. We hate you. I'm going to live my life. You missed out. You messed up.
Exactly. Rue said it.
All the people, just give, flip your fingers now, guys. All the people and middle stuff. I am, this is definitely to my ex and stuff right now.
Middle fingers up to anyone that you just need revenge on. There you go.
We did. Yep. Let's do it, guys. It's a new trend on TikTok. Flip them.
Is this allowed on TikTok?
I don't know. We could do like let me see if I can try to do it. It hurts me though. Hang on. I almost got it. No. Ring
finger. Oh my god, what are you doing?
The ring finger.
Because it looks like the middle finger. Haha. No one will ever know the difference.
Exactly.
The last thing that I have, which I'm pretty sure you stated at the beginning, but I you know, you never know, the ending of the documentary, the song, we can come to terms, an agreement that was a snippet of Bleeders, right?
It has to be. Come on, it has
That's
to
what
be.
I was thinking.
Well,
if it is, it hits hard.
All I know is when it hits, when it comes out for us to listen, watch, and slash watch, I don't know how I'm going to react. Like you said, I got to throw all expectations in my head out the door, because this, I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to hit hard for us.
Like, I'm just so speechless right now, because I feel like there's really nothing that I can say, because I don't know what they're going to do.
There's a lot of theories right now. People have been seeing a lot of new things, obviously on tours and stuff. Obviously there's a lot of things happening to get us pumped up. If you have not saw recently, I may have placed an order already. Never Take It Off has a new Bleeders collection from Andy Black. They have chokers, they have earrings and stuff.
I haven't even seen this.
I may have placed an order already. So
I follow Never Take It Off, and like, I didn't get any notification. What?
It just came out right now when we're filming. It just came out today, so.
When we're filming, see, this is why
did I place
damn
an order?
It never take
yes,
it off.
I did place an order. They have two necklaces off. They have one kind of like the pearl beads, except it's black with blood drips and stuff. They have the blood necklace, and then they have earrings too. I forgot, and they have the bracelet with a razor blade and stuff. So,
oh my god, Never Take It Off! You are killing me.
I love it. I'm just super excited for this era. I know a lot of fans are. I'm sure BBB's family, Chris and Amy, are also. I'm sure Chris and Amy know everything right now.
Those lucky ducks.
They're like, we know what's happening. We can't wait for everyone else to see and everything.
I was gonna say, they're excited for all of us.
So it's like, Chris, come on.
Give us a little treat.
A little treat. Just a tiny little bit. All I can say, April 26th, BBB Army, get ready for bleeders.
And watch Sweeney Todd. Army, today's fan shout out goes to, and I hope I am pronouncing your name correctly, I apologize if I butchered it, Issa Kosova. This is her profile photo on her photo profile page on Twitter. They go, if you want to go ahead and give them a follow, they are at Issa, it's just at Issa Kosova. So today's fan shout out goes to you because, for starters, you are just a huge Black Veil Brides fan. We just love and adore how much you love and adore Black Veil Brides. We did see your post of you recently went to Comic-Con, I think the Lexington, Kentucky Comic-Con, where you met Andy, and you just took the most cutest photos with him. They were so adorable. The passion that you have for Black Veil Brides and Andy and his band is just absolutely incredible. Just please never stop being you. Thank you so much for the support that you give our channel, that you give us, and you give all the other fans. You are truly just a sweetheart. Everyone, please go give them a follow. They deserve it. They're a huge Black Veil Brides fan.
Side note, I always love your pigtails that you do. I think that's your
signature. Oh, yes!
Yeah, I remember you just from your pigtails, so I think that's your signature stamp right now, but it's adorable. Cute photos. We can definitely see how big of a BBB fan you are, so... Fan shout out goes to you. All right, BBB Army. I know this episode might have been short, but hey, we need to talk about the mini documentary. Who knows what BBB is going to release here before the Bleeders tours and stuff here. I mean, oh my God. Who knows? We're ready for it, BBB. We are ready for it. If you haven't not seen the mini documentary on BBB's YouTube channel, link is down below. Click it. Go and watch it. Leave your comments below. We want to know your thoughts on the mini documentary. And obviously, how excited are you for the Bleeders tour and the song, obviously, of the EP and everything else. We are excited for the North America tour to start here. I'm going to reunite with my BBB sister here soon.
Yay! I'm so excited. It will be... It's going to be here so quick. It better, last forever.
We're super excited. Please go follow us on our social media accounts. We're on TikTok, X/Twitter, Instagram and stuff. We're on all streaming platforms for our podcast. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. We will be back with a new episode. Keep an eye out on our Twitter because we have been posting things to ask fans for certain things, because we definitely want to put a spotlight on certain artists around the BBB Army. We have been loving your photos lately, so but yes, please go give us a follow and stuff. Thank you guys so much for your support. And we will be back with a new episode next Wednesday. So, bye, guys.
Bye.